Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus or a fur shlema for Daniela Mashab and Sisko Rachel, Besach Shachol Yisrael, and for Levizev Ben Yehudis, he should have Bracha Batsacha Vachomase Yadov, and for Necha Gittel Bas Rachel Esther, Zara Shel Kayama, and for Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel, and Esti Sarah Bas Ariella, and Amos Ben Shoshana Rezel, they should all be Zoche to Zara Shel Kayama. Today we're going to be talking about something very uplifting, very deep. The title of today's shiur is Al Kol Kotz V'Kotz, and we're going to be talking about Rabbi Akiva and Torah Shebaal Peh and the ups and downs of life. And we're going to be basing ourselves in the Sefer Chachmei Lev, in the fifth volume of Chachmei Lev, which is a Torah journal that comes out. Came out from a yeshiva in Yerushalayim that, if I'm not mistaken, no longer exists. And these are based on the sichos of Rav Weinfeld Shlita. And let's learn. This is a shmuz that he gave, Rav Weinfeld, on Leil Yom Kippur after Kol Nidre in the year Tavshin Samach Aleph. And this is Mamish. Half Leva Fela, really wondrous Torahs. So, he says as follows, Yisrael Kedoshim, the holy Jewish people, start off their tefillahs of Yom Kippur with the pasuk of Or Zeruah LaTzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. A light is planted for the tzaddik, and those of a straight heart will have simcha. And our job is to explain the shaychus of this pasuk to the avodah of Yom Kippur. What is the shaychus of Or Zeruah LaTzadik to the avodah of Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina Zichrona Levracha, in the Hakdama to the famous Sefer Or Zeruah, writes that Hashem Heir Einav Limsos Shmo Shel Rabbi Akiva Behachkra de Or Zeruah. So he said that I found, says the Or Zeruah, the name of Rabbi Akiva in the pasuk of Or Zeruah LaTzadik. How do you have Rabbi Akiva in the pasuk of Or Zeruah LaTzadik? So the answer is in the Sofei Tevos, because he says, look, Or is a resh, Zeruah, the last letter is an ayin, so that's Reb. Ayin is A. Latzadik, last letter is a Kuf. Yishrei, last letter is a Yud. Lev, the last letter is a Beis. And Simcha, the last letter is a He. So that's Akiva. And he says from here you see that Akiva has to be written with a He. And he said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, that David HaMelech wrote you a Nevuah. So that's the Akiva. Where's the Rebbe? Very simple. Because Or is a Reish, so you write Reish out. You have Reish Yud Shin, if you write the word Reish out completely. So the Reish is the Re, is the Reish of Rebbe Akiva, of Rebbe. The Yud is the Yud at the end of Rebbe, and the Shin in Atbash is Aleph, is a Tuf, is interchangeable with a Tuf, and a Beis is interchangeable with a Shin, the first letter with the last letter, the second with the second last, etc. So if you take the Shin, it turns into a Bet, so that's Rebbe. So Or is a Ruah LaTzadik, the Shurleif Simcha, Sofei Tevis Rebbe Akiva, the Reish of Or is Rebbe. The Reish is the first letter of Rebbe, the Yud is the last letter of Rebbe, and the Shin of the letter Reish, when spelled out in full, is an Atbash. And the Shin is interchangeable with the Beis, so therefore it's Rebbe. And then Akiva, the last letters of Zeruah LaTzadik, Yulishulayf Simcha, is Akiva with a He. So he says, Ashrecha Rebbe Akiva, that Akarajah, that Moshe Rebbe, that David HaMelech wrote about you in his Nevuah. So why is Rabbi Akiva's name alluded to in this pasuk of Or Zeruah LaTzadik? And that's what we have to understand. Why dafka this pasuk? And also, like we said, the shaykhs to this day of Yom Kippur, and obviously if the Yom Kippur is related to Or Zeruah LaTzadik and Rabbi Akiva is related to Or Zeruah LaTzadik, that means Rabbi Akiva's name, Rabbi Akiva himself, has shaykhs to Yom Kippur, because they're all in the category of being related to Or Zeruah LaTzadik, both Rabbi Akiva and Yom Kippur. So there's obviously some shaykhs Rabbi Akiva has to Yom Kippur. Abaye says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis that Yom Teruah Yelachem is Mitargeminan, says the Gemara, Yom Yabavi Yehelechon. So Teruah is Yabava, is crying. And the only question is in the Gemara what it means to cry. Is it crying like Shvarim, or like Teruah? So the blowing of the shofar that we have on Rosh Hashanah corresponds to the crying of whom, says the Gemara? The mother of Sisra, Batiabev Aim Sisra. And it's the Targum of Teruah is Yabava. So the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah relates to the crying of the mother of Sisra, the evil Russia, who tried to kill the Jews. And that's why Tosfos says we have 100 kolos, because Aim Sisra cried 100 times, as Tosfos brings in the name of the Aruch. So obviously we have to understand why we're blowing, as many have tried, shofar and Rosh Hashanah, corresponding to the cries of the mother of Sisra, waiting for her son to come back from the war and take all the booty and kill the Jews. These days of Din, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the days of the Ksiv and Chasima start with the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur, says the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that they have a double source. Number one, the Din of Adam HaRishon on the Chedei Tzadas, which was on Rosh Hashanah on the first of the seventh month, and also the Jewish people were forgiven and given Slicha after the Chet HaEgel with the Matan Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur. And these two episodes are connected, both the judging of Adam HaRishon on Rosh Hashanah and the Chet of the Egel HaZav on Yom Kippur, that it was forgiven on Yom Kippur and we received the second Luchos. Because Chacham revealed that in the Chet Eitz Hadas, a Zoama, this impure spirit, came to the world. And on Yom Kippur, and on Matan Torah, when the Jews received the Torah, Pascha Zoama, there was no more impurity. And Chazal also tell us that when the Jewish people did the Chet HaEgel, the Zoama returned. So we see that the Chet HaEgel is shaykh to the Chet Eitz Hadas. When they did the Chet Eitz Hadas, so the impurity came down to the world. At Matan Torah, we were purified. And then, at the Chet HaEgel, we were contaminated again, just like the Chet Eitz Hadas. So you see that the Chet Eitz Hadas is related to the Chet HaEgel, which was forgiven on Yom Kippur. So now we see the relationship between the Chet Eitz Hadas and the Chet HaEgel. Both of them brought the Zoama to the world. The Chet Eitz Hadas and the judgment was on Rosh Hashanah, and the forgiving of the Chet HaEgel was on Yom Kippur. So we have to understand the shaykhs between, now we see that they're connected. We see that they both brought Zoama to the world. But we have to understand more about these two, the shaykhs between these two Averas. It says in the Torah, Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, Vayu Shneim Arumim Ha'Adam V'Yishtoi V'Lois Boshashu. They were both naked, man and his wife, Adam and his wife, Adam and Chava, and they weren't embarrassed. In the Targum Yonasim and Azil, it says, So how does the Targum learn the Arumim? Arumim is that they had Chachma. V'lo yizboshashu, and lo yizboshashu means v'lo amtinu. They didn't wait. So the Targum is learning that they were Arumim, not that they were naked, but that they were wise. And they didn't wait. So what's pshat here in the Targum? So the Chachamim tell us, the Tzaddikim tell us, the Mekubalim, that had Adam and Chava waited until Shabbos to eat from the Eitz Hadas, then they would have been able to eat B'derech Heter. So what was the Chet? The Chet was pshat that they didn't wait. They didn't have patience. Had they just waited until Shabbos, it would have been permitted for them to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So we see here this chait of not having sevlanut, not having patience, for lo amtinu. Vayisboshashu miloshen boshesh Moshe. Moshe didn't come. So that's Hamtana. Kiboshesh Moshe Lavo, he wasn't coming. So that's like waiting, they were waiting for him. So here also, they didn't wait. They didn't wait to eat from the Eitz Hadas. They should have had patience. They would have been able to eat it on Shabbos b'derech Heter. It says in the Torah in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Yud, Parshas Vayera, Vayishlach Avram es Yadov, Vayikachas Machel l'shchot es Beno. Avram Avinu sent his hand. He took the knife to shecht his son. So the Arizal says that it says in Bereishis in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis, Va'ata pen Yishlach Yadov v'lokach gam Eitz Hachaim v'chai lo'olam. And now maybe he's going to send his hand and he's going to take from the tree of life and he's going to live forever. Meaning that after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't let him take from the Eitz HaChaim. That's what he was concerned with, because if he would have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, he'd be Chai Le'olam, and that can't be. Then we wouldn't have had the proper tikkun. So after eating from the Eitz Hadas, he has to be prevented from eating the Eitz HaChaim. However, Avram Avinu, the Maisei Akeda, was metakin the Chai Eitz Hadas. As it says, Vayasa Masoal Mizbech Mimala Eitzim. He put him on the Mizbech above the wood. What ate him? Above the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, Avram Avinu reached the Madreg of Adam before the sin. And therefore, Vayishlach Avram, because he put him above the tree, above the Eitz Hadas. And that's why it says, Vayishlach Avram es Yado. He was allowed to send his hand. He was allowed to take. Hashem was concerned. Pen Yishlach Yado v'lokach gam Eitz HaChaim b'chai lo'olam, that Adam shouldn't take from the Eitz HaChaim. But Avram Avinu, who was mimal Eitzim, he was above the Eitz Hadas. About him it says Vayishlach es Avram es Yado. He was allowed to send his hand. Send his hand for what? To take from the Eitz HaChaim. That's what the Arizal says. So we see from here that the Akedah was a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, and therefore Avram Avinu was on a higher level. He was able to take from, he was able to be Sholech Yado. He was able to send his hand, what Adam was not allowed to do, because Adam failed at the test. Avram Avinu passed the test. He was above the Chayit Eitz Hadas. So how's the Akedah a tikkun for the Chayit Eitz Hadas? So it's brought in the name of Rabbi Kadosh, Rabbi Mendel Mirimanov, explaining the Akedah famously, that why did Avram Avinu have to send his hand perforce? Because all of Avram's Evarim, all of his limbs, were completely attuned, aligned with the will of Hashem. And the Mela, since Hashem didn't really want him to do the Akedah, he told him to, but he didn't really want it to shecht his son, he had a Shalach Yadav, he had to send his hand, he had to compel his hand to take the knife, because Hashem didn't really want him to take the knife. So Avram Avinu had to overcome his natural instinct not to, because his body was in tune with what Hashem wants, and take the knife, because that's what he was told to do. So in the same way, we can say that since the Eitz Hadas Be'emes was for Adam Arishon, if he just would have waited, he would have been able to eat. And that's what it means when it's and that's why Adam Arishon wanted to take from the tree. Why was he compelled to take from the tree, Kiviyachol? Why did he have such a strong urge? Because it was really for him. It was taka for him. If he just would have waited, it wasn't the right time, but it was actually for him. And that's what it means, Vayushnei Amarunim. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel we read before says, Chakimin. They were smart, meaning that they knew that the Eitz Hadas was for them. They were supposed to have the Das. And that's why they were Mispate, and they were over al Dvar Hashem. And lo yizboshashu, they weren't able to wait. And now we understand that Vayishlach Avram es Yado, so he was misgaber on the chachma. Now they went along with their chachma and they ate from the Eitz Hadas because their chachma told them they're supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And Avram Avinu went against his chachma. They succumbed Adam and Chava to their natural urge to eat from the Eitz HaChaim because they were really supposed to, because that was, they were supposed to get the das of the Eitz Hadas, just not at the right time. But they were really supposed to get that das, so therefore they succumbed to their natural urge to get it. Avram Avinu didn't succumb to his natural urge to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, his body, because his body was telling him, don't take the knife. And he overcame that. He overcame his natural instinct to go with Hashem, his natural chachma, to go with what Hashem said, which Adam and Chava didn't do, because Adam and Chava, despite the fact that they had it, were drawn to it, they shouldn't have eaten from it. Avraham Avinu overcomes his natural instinct and takes the knife. And therefore, the Akedah is a tikkun for the Chayde Tzadas. And that's why it says, V'yasam osalam izbech mima le'etzim. He was above the Eitz Hadas. How is he above the Eitz Hadas? Because look, Vayishlach Avram is Yado. He overcame his natural instinct not to send his hand, and he sent it anyway. So his natural instinct was not to bring it in the next pasuk. Vayishlach Avram is Yado. After Vayasam Osalam izbech mima le'etzim, but the whole time he was going against natural. He didn't want to put his son on the Mizbech. His body was telling him not to. But he overcame that Chachma, and he did it. And that was what elevated him above the Eitz Hadas. And therefore he had to force himself to take the knife. Because he didn't really want to. Because he knew that his body knew that he wasn't supposed to shech, but he didn't succumb to his Chachma, his natural Chachma. He did what Hashem told him to do. And he took the knife. We could say, "B'derech remez, mima leitzim, v'yasam osalam izbech mima leitzim." So, eitzim is milashon yoatzos, to give an eitza. Klayos yoatzos. It says in the Gemara that Avraham Avinu got eitza from his kidneys. So he was mima leitzim. He was above his kidneys, which gave him chachma, and he just did what Hashem told him to do. So now we go back to what we were saying before, that the downfall of the Chayde Tzadas was that they didn't wait until the time came. And the Shleimus HaTikun was supposed to be when Moshe Rabbeinu Boshesh Laredes Minahar. V'lo Yizboshashu means they didn't wait. And Hine Boshesh Moshe, Moshe's not coming down. Same Lashon. If they would have waited, and they wouldn't have listened to their Das, which told them that, hey, Moshe's not coming if the time came, then they would have made a Tikun. However, once again, V'lo Yizboshashu, they didn't wait, they couldn't wait, and then the Zohama came back. Now we know, sweetest friends, that the tachlis of all punishments is to be metakein the kilkul. Through the Chayde Beit Hadas, they were punished with Bezeas HaPecha Toich HaLochem. What Bezeas HaPecha Toich HaLochem? It takes time. Tocheles Memushach HaMachal HaLevet. Mamish takes time till the bread comes out by the sweat of your brow. Harbe arbe tzvonech v'heryonech. It takes a long time to be pregnant. It develops. So that's the distancing, the tachlis from the emsayim, the means from the end. It takes a long time, it takes 9 months to develop a baby. But after through that, you see, ma'amin b'chay olam v'zoreah. After we put in all of our kochos, and we plant the field, we believe that eventually, b'zeas hapech, we put in our sweat, some nice things are going to grow. Same thing with the baby that we believe. People have produced the baby, and they're together. And then when they know that it's going to take a long time, even though they don't see it, they know that the Rabbanu Shalom is going to work hard, and he's going to develop the baby. And therefore they're showing their patience. So it's the same thing with the Chayda Ego. The Chayda Ego, and then this waiting, this planting, this having children, is a tikkun for the Chayda Beit Hadas, of a lack of hamtan, of not waiting. And the same thing applies to the Chayda Ego. Because of this Chayt, the Luchos were broken. And afterwards, they were Zochat to Luchos Shnius. But Luchos Rishonos were better, in a certain way. Because in Luchos Rishonos, you had the whole Torah. Everything was there. In Luchos Shnius, afterwards, we had to break it up into Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Luchos Rishonos, like the Beis HaLevi says in his drashas, it was all there. Everything was alluded to in that Seves HaDibros. It was all in the Luchos. In the Luchos Shnios, we needed, no, what you have in the Luchos you have, and then you need Torah Shabbat Peh to be separate. But the Beis HaLevi in his drashas, Drush Yerches, writes famously that in the Luchos Rishonos, it was all there, Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. There was no breakup of the two. So now, after the Chayt, what happens is, we have to now be patient. We You have to work hard. We have to sweat a lot. We have to use the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshus Bem to get Torah Shabbal Peh out. So that takes time. It takes effort. It takes patience. So that's Boshesh Moshe L'Redis Min Ahar. So Moshe didn't come down. So what we should have done is we should have had patience, and the Jewish people didn't. So in the middle they were punished. So that's the Cheda Egel. Now we see a common denominator between the Cheda Egel and Cheda Tzadas. Both of them are a lack of patience. Adam should have waited till Shabbos to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and the Jewish people should have waited a little longer for Moshe to come. And now the tikkun is, so we're going to have a long time until we plant, until we row and sow and reap and everything that it takes to produce fruits. And the same thing with children, it's just going to take time. There's going to be a long time in between the means and the end. And so too with Torah, that was the Cheda Egel. They didn't wait for Moshe to come down. And the Onish was Shviras Haluchos. Meaning now we're going to have to work on our own to derive Torah Shabbal Peh. We should have had patience, and because we didn't, we're going to have to learn patience. It's brought in the name of the Arizal by Reb Tzadik, Pri Tzadik Parshas Ve'eros Ches, Komitz Mincha Chof Dalet Aleph. That Adam is Rashi Tevis, Adam David Mashiach, Adam Rashi Tevis, Adam David Mashiach. So now we understand the connection. Adam Arishon didn't wait; he ate from the tree too early. David Hamelech didn't wait, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Zayin Amud Aleph, that David should have been with Bathsheba; he just took her too early, Achla Paga. So he didn't have patience. And if we learn patience, we learn to just hold on just a little bit longer, as Mordechai ben David says, then we're going to be zochet to Mashiach. That's Adam and David. That's the kilkul of not waiting for what we really deserve. And then Mashiach is the tikkun of tzipi of waiting. It says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayetze kainim lifnei Hashem, Bereishis dalet pasuk tazayin, Mehechan yatsa, where did he go out from? Reb Chama bar Chanina bar Avi Yitzchak Omer, yatsa sameach. He went out happy kain. Like the pasuk says, "V'nei etzelik rasecha," Aaron greeting Moshe. Adam Arishon says to Cain, "Man aseh b'dincha," what's happening in your judgment? So Adam Arishon answers. Cain answers Adam, "Asisi tshuva nispasharti," I did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel me. So Adam Arishon hit him on the face, and he said, "Shh, kama gadol koicha shel tshuva. How great kama kachi koicha shel tshuva, v'ani lo isi odeh." I didn't know how great the koch of tshuva was. Miyad Adam Arishon v'amar Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Adam Arishon stood up and he said Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos when he learned the koch of tshuva. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Cain. Rabbi Levi says in the Medrash that this is all in Bereishis Rabba and Parsha Chav Beis at the end. Rabbi Levi says in the Medrash that this Mizmor was said by Adam Arishon and was forgotten. And Moshe was Mechadish et al Shmo, Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos Hashem. So you see that this Mizmor is the Mizmor of Tshuva. What Shaychus is there between Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos and Tshuva? So we learn that the Onesh and the Mahalach of Tshuva in the Tikkun of the Cheid Eitz Hadas was to learn patience, that there's going to be a Rechuk, a distance of the Tachlis from the ends from the means. And then we have to be Omed B'Nisayon, and we have to learn how to wait. The Adam didn't wait, and now we learn how to wait when we plant. And that's also part of Golus. Now Chachamim say, in Seches Tomitz, of Perk Zayim, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, is talking about Yom Shekulo Shabbos U'Menucha L'Chai Olamim. And what's this Mizmor about? Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem L'Hagid B'Boker Chazdech V'Noz Chabla Leilos. In the morning to talk about his chesed, and at night to talk about his emuna. Rashi says, "Lahagid b'boker chazdecha." What does that mean? Be'es hagiula. At the time of the gula, we're going to talk about his chesed. Ve'munascha b'leilos. When we have galus, Rashi says, we believe that God's going to keep his promise. Frach rishim koesev. The rishim are very successful, but what's going to happen in the end? Lishamta madayad. God's they're only going to be destroyed. And also b'shas hester panim. So we believe that even though things don't sound so great, seem so great, but they're going to get better. And b'chatzos elokenu yafrichu, soon to be that the tzaddikim are going to sprout in the chatzeros of Hashem. So this mizmor is a tzipia, It's an anticipation of the future, of a much better future. And even though right now it's dark, and that's tshuva of b'zeh sapecha tochal lochem, of sweating it and working it through and having patience. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Vav, Mebnei banav shel Sisra lamdu Torah b'Yushalayim. The grandchildren of Rabbi of Sisra learned Torah in Yerushalayim. It says in the Maftech Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, Isa the Sanhedrin Perek Chelek Mebnei banav shel Sisra lamdu Torah b'Yushalayim uman inun Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Nissim Gaon, who is the great grandson of Sisra? None other than Rabbi Akiva. So now, sweetest friends, things are coming together. It says in Shoftim, she looked in the window of the mother of Sisra and she said, hey, why isn't he coming back? Where is his rechev? How come things are coming late? Where are his chariots? So this vatayabev, this yibava, this crying, is because she didn't have patience. Where is he already? She cries 100 times. But you know what was happening when she was crying? Yael, as we all know the story, Yael became pregnant. She slept with Sisro before she did away with his head. And she got pregnant. And from who came from this union? None other than Rabbi Akiva. Eventually, Rabbi Akiva descended from Sisro and Yael. And Rabbi Akiva is the Sharish of Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh is Torah's Boshish Moshe Laredes Minahar. Where is Moshe ready? The Jewish people had to wait for him. They didn't have this Gilui from above. It's all about waiting. It's all about anticipation. It's all about having patience. So that's the tikkun. This Rabbi Akiva of Torah Shabbat Peh is the tikkun of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Because Torah Shabbat Peh requires a lot of time, a lot of patience until you work things through. And that's the tikkun of the lack of savlanus of the Chet Eitz Hadas and Chet HaEgel. And that's why it's so important that Rabbi Akiva comes from this he comes from Boshesh. Boshesh means, hey, where is my son already? Where is he? But you have to know that in the meantime, Rebetzin Aim Sisra, your disgusting son, is impregnating Yael, who eventually is going to have Rabbi Akiva. So this Boshesh, this not coming, this lack of punctuality is eventually going to bring great things to the world. Rabbi Akiva comes to the world through the Boshesh Rechbo Lavo, and that's his whole life. His whole life is anticipation, waiting. 40 years he was in Amaretz, and only then he started to learn. And he did it le'at, le'at. One drop, nacha drop, nacha drop, like the measure says. And eventually, it pierces the rock. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the Din of Adam HaRishon, and the beginning of the Slich of the Chet HaEgel. Yom Truah Yelanu Gnuchei Ganech Filu Le'yalil. Rosh Hashanah is the Din of Adam HaRishon. Rosh Hashanah is the time, as we saw before, the Slich of the Chet of the Egel was on Yom Kippur when the Luchos Shnios were given. And that's Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Truah, the crying. That's the crying of the mother of Sisra. Where is he already? Where is my son? Why is he Boshesh Lavo? Why is he not coming? So we have the Madua Boshesh Lavo, we have the Boshesh of Moshe Lavo, and we have Elohiz Boshashu that Adam Mechava didn't wait. And Moshe did wait, and they messed up, and they made the Egel HaZahav. And now where is my son? But we know that Aim Sisra, we know that because her son came late, in the meantime, what was happening? Rabbi Akiva was being born. So, when we cry out, when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the Din of Adam HaRishon, so we're showing our patience. We're crying because we believe that even in the Leilos, even in the darkness, the Geula is coming. God will never leave us. And that's why we blow 100 blows corresponding to the 100 cries of Aim Sisro, because just like when she was crying, Rabbi Akiva was being produced, and that's what the waiting, that's what was happening when she was waiting. So too, we know that all the terrible things that are happening in this world, that have happened and are happening as we speak, all of them are to bring to the place of Ve'ashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, that God will be the master of the world and everybody will recognize his kingship. Or as the Ruach HaTzadik, the Targum says, Or Demitamer, the hidden light, that's the Or HaGanuz. It says in Parshas Noach, where's the Or HaGanuz? In Torah Shebaal Peh, those who toil in it. And we know that in the Pasuk of Or Zeruah Letzadik is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, we know, Chazal tell us, died on Yom Kippur. when the Luchos Shnios were given, Luchos Shnios, which is the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh, because Luchos Shonos didn't have Torah Shabbat Peh. Only Luchos Shnios, where everything wasn't on the Luchos, we needed, then Torah Shabbat Peh was given separately. And the whole Mahalach of Torah Shabbat Peh is a tikkun of the Shviras HaLuchos, because now the Luchos were broken because the Jews didn't have patience, and now B'malkum Shabbali Tshuvim Gemurim Olam Din After Dikim Gemurim Yicholim Lamo. The Jewish people are Pechinas Bal Tshuva Yisron Or Alach Oshech Aliyah Mitoch Yerida, because Moshe was Boshish Lavom the Redis Minahar, he wasn't there. Because of that, the Luchos were broken. Then we get the Luchos Shnios, which is Or Zerul Atzadik, which is the Or Haganuz, which is in Torah Shabbal Peh. And on this very day, Rabbi Akiva died, because this is the day of Rabbi Akiva, of Torah Shabbal Peh, Yom Kippur, seeing the light in the darkness, seeing the Or Haganuz, knowing that it takes time, knowing that it takes effort, knowing that you have to have patience, and that's the tikkun of the Shviras Haluchos. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tying Ksarim to the Osios. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mima Akev Al Yodcha, why are you just giving the Torah, was holding you back? He said, there's a certain person named Akiva Ben Yosef, and he's going to darshan on every coat. He's going to darshan every little line of the letters. He's going to darshan lots and lots of halachos. So what's the idea of this coat, of this thorn in the letters, these lines on the top of the letters? He says that's the kotz. A kotz is a thorn. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was going to dash in these letters. His life was filled with thorns, with tzar and yisurim, but he didn't let it get him down. He had patience, and he worked things through, and that's what Torah Shabbat Peh is. Torah Shabbat Peh is seeing the light in all the yisurim, and that, sweetest friend, is the pasuk we say on Yom Kippur. When we got the Luchos Shnios, when we got the Torah Shabbat Peh together, originally there wasn't Torah Shabbat Peh, there was just Torah Shabbat Ksav, and everything was there. But when we got the Torah Shabbat Peh separately, that's Lel Yom Kippur, that's Or Zeruah LaTzadik, that's seeing the light in the darkness, that's the Or HaGanuz, that's B'makom Shabbali Tshuva Omdein with Tzadikim Gurim Yicholim Lamod, and that's what we have to do even in the light, in the dark, in the night, in the darkness. We have to have emunah that eventually Mashiach is going to come and all of these lights are going to be fully revealed. And that's the schus of Rabbi Akiva, who brought Torah Shabbat Peh to the world. And we should be zochem et Hashem to Or Zeruah LaTzadik, Yerushalayim Simcha, to see the light that the Tzadik planted of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Yom Kippur, which is the Ptir of Rabbi Akiva. And we should have patience and learn and learn and learn and know that it doesn't come in a day and it doesn't come in a week. It takes time and it takes effort, and a person has to be methodological and systematic and know that eventually he's going to cover the whole Torah and he's going to learn and he's going to go deeper and deeper and deeper, just not in a day and not in a week, and it's not all there. There has to be tzar, there has to be yisur, and there has to be a lot of kotzim, there have to be a lot of thorns in the way, but eventually, mitzvah Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we will reach it, we will reach that pinnacle of Or Zeruah LaTzadik, the madrega of Rabbi Akiva, b'siyata d'shmaya. We should be zocha to this light very soon. The 100 kolos of Am Yisrael, the crying, while that crying was taking place, great things were happening. Yael was pregnant with a child who will eventually bring to Rabbi Akiva to this world. And so too, when we learn our Torah, so we just have to know that it takes time, but eventually great things are going to come to the world. Amen, Kein Yiratzon. Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.